Today we are going to pray for Baker, California. It's one of the most farthest out cities, close to Las Vegas. In fact, it is a stopping point where a lot of people go before they go to Las Vegas because it's a strip of different types of fast food restaurants, some nicer restaurants, and they have a hotel that they're working on for the alien group. Yes, you heard it here. They do have some interesting things there, but we want to pray for the elected officials. So because Baker is so small, they are under the first district in San Bernardino County. So their leadership is under Colonel Paul Cook, who's retired, who is over the first district. And he is the representing the district includes Victorville, Hesperia, Apple Valley, Needles, Phelan, Pinyon Hills, most of the high desert, and many unincorporated areas. It's a massive area with many wildlife preserves, wilderness areas, and national parks. Now, Colonel Cook earned his Bachelor of Science degree in teaching from Southern Connecticut State University, later joined the Marine Corps, became an infantry officer, served in the Vietnam War, earning a Bronze Star, 2 Purple Hearts, and many other honors. After retiring his MPA from UC San Bernardino, well, he earned his MPA, and a Master's in Political Science from UC Riverside. He started his career in politics by being elected to the Yucca Valley Town Council from 1998 to 2006, served as California State Assembly for the 65th District till 2012, was a U.S. Representative for California's 8th Congressional District till 2020, elected as Board of Supervisor in San Bernardino in 2020. There's a problem, though. Prior to reaching a settlement deal with the colony's developers, Don Rowe, another county supervisor, and Kirk Hagman, along with Paul Cook, the one that we're talking about, they received political contributions involved in a $65 million settlement deal in which he voted in favor of, which was a clear conflict of interest to county taxpayers. According to an article, the question remains, did the Board of Supervisors settle the colony's litigation as a favor to the developers for their campaign contributions? In 2020 presidential election, San Bernardino County's voters were presented with 2 competing measures, Measure K and J. As defined in the California Constitution, when there's 2 competing ones, the winning measure becomes law, while the competing measure is disregarded. Measure K won by 2/3 of the electric vote to approve this grassroots reform effort. However, the Board of Supervisors successfully sued to block Measure K while the county bureaucracy aggressively implemented Measure J. All right, well, this measure altered the county charter. You will discover that taxpayers have been paying for county CEO. Yes, they included a chief executive officer position for over a decade now. Now the county is creating new positions to keep the CEO on the payroll. So you are paying for more and more of that. So, and it was without voter approval when this happened in 2010. So we need to be praying about that. So the chief executive officer that we will be praying for as well is the Lieutenant Colonel Cook, retired, who's the first district supervisor, board of county supervisor, is Leonard Hernandez. So he was appointed in 2020, but 20 years ago, he was a county library public service employee. In 14, he was the interim museum director. In 15, deputy executive officer to community service groups, county library, museum, registrar of voters, regional parks, county airports, etc. In 16, he became the interim county chief operating officer. And in 2017, he was officially appointed as the county chief operating officer. He got a bachelor's from California State University Fullerton and a library and master's degree at Clarion University in Pennsylvania. So Heavenly Father, we pray for these 2 leaders. Something a little shady here that may not be representing what the voters want and got monies potentially from the colonies and it doesn't look favorable. So Father, we pray that you would give them responsibility to watch and guide over this county that they serve, specifically Baker. Even though it's a small community, it could use some help. It economically for sure, and for someone to go out there and look for a way to purchase the Correctional Institute and maybe get it operational again with some ways to see reform since it's so far out there. And Lord, just as you told Prophet Ezekiel that you have made him watchman for the people of Israel, we pray for these two city leaders, Cook and Hernandez, that they will be godly watchmen and watch of your creation. We pray that just as you renewed Ezekiel's call as a watchman, we pray that you will renew the call for every city leader. Father, we pray against any leader, either of these, if they are driven by any satanic kingdom or principles, in Jesus' name. Lord, please transform their thinking and destroy any waywardness by the blood of Jesus. Help these two leaders to put their mind on Christ, because your word says to set your mind on things above, not the things of the earth. So, Father, help these city leaders to set their mind on what you've called them to do according to your will and purpose. Give them supernatural strength. Pray that you will raise them up like Joshua, that they would have great courage to do the right things. Help them not to fear decisions they have to make, because you are over them. We ask that you will help them be strong and of good courage, and they will observe to do according to all you have commanded. You are the Lord over our county. We pray for these two leaders, even though they may not know what to do in tough times. Help them to fix their eyes on you. Help them to work together in unity. Help them to collaborate. Help them to not love have the root of all evil, which is the love of money. Let them not have any greed or self-interest, but let it be for the people and the people only. In fact, God, we pray that they would take less money, because they are making a whole lot of money. Over $300,000 each, plus benefits. So, Father, we pray that you would grant them wisdom. We pray your grace over them. We pray your intervention. We pray that they would come to know you if they don't. And God, if when they are up for re-election, Hernandez is appointed by the board and the board is elected, God, that we pray that you will put the right people in there, or re-put them in there, re-elect them. So we pray for these two, that they would follow your ways, and we would see the corruption that has been known in the San Bernardino County to change, and it be an ethical group that does the right things with the right motives. In Jesus' name, amen.